Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files. Görlitzer Park on a Sunday evening. Strange sounds and strange creatures move through the park, followed by a big swarm of people. Shakespeare in the Park, which has a long tradition in many major cities worldwide, has arrived in Kreuzberg. For free and for everybody. A team of four, two Germans and two Americans, produced King Henry IV, the second of Shakespeare's history plays about the War of the Roses.
You know, trying to think about what play we might want to do in the midst of a crazy political turmoil that was going on, and we started reading all these plays, and this one emerged as having a number of themes that seemed really and characters that seemed really interesting to us on a number of levels.
Brandon Wolfe from New York is one of the directors. Shakespeare's Henry IV deals with two main plots. One having to do with the king's strained relationship to his son Prince Harry, who is hanging out with a thieving drunk Falstaff.
Begging of your mighty lordship to uphold your father's drooping scepter.
Thou hast done much harm upon me.
The second concerns a rebellion that is being plotted against King Henry by a family of noblemen, the Percys. Brandon Wolfe and his team rewrote and reinvented the historical play to involve current turmoil and drama.
I mean, certainly all of the privatization struggles that were happening in California and then in Wisconsin and in the fall, the Arab Spring, all the revolts in North Africa. And then, you know, we started looking at this play and it has these really interesting levels. There's this world of politics and then there's this kind of world that totally tries to step outside of the political sphere, and both seem really interesting and both have their
attractiveness. Yeah.
Maxwell Flaum from California is one of the writers of the current Berlin production.
I came to Berlin for love, and then I met this man.
And it was love all over again.
And it was love, it's nothing but love, and then we decided that we must do Shakespeare in this park, because this is sort of at the center, the heart of Kreuzberg, where all the characters come out, and we wanted a stageless performance of Shakespeare, mm-hmm. something new, something that would be directly involved in Hello. The day-to-day scene. Hi. And we thought that that would be sort of the underlying principle of the play, mm-hmm. is sort of face-to-face with an audience that's not necessarily here for us, but might, perhaps, hopefully, get involved and become another huge character.
There you go, I can see it now. Forces slaughtered by hard husband. Oh, yeah, that's good. That's juicy.
Headlines! Ach, Sie reden immer nur von Veränderung, von einer anderen und besseren Welt.
In Shakespeare in Görlitzer Park, modern characters like Orson Welles and literary critic Harold Bloom host a tea party. Wild Welsh women, royalists and traders jump out from bushes and lead you through different locations in the park. An anteater delivers messages, and the king broadcasts news via a boombox. On premiere night, even though it rained buckets, the crowd was delighted by the English-German performance, and it did attract many of the park's diverse characters. Shakespeare fans Phil and Alice from Australia noticed.
We have the refugees over there, they seem to really enjoy it. And yeah. Everyone was just...
And the drug dealers,
They enjoyed it.
Some of them came along, you know, the action would pass them and then they'd just join the crowd. And
the piece ends in the epic battle of Shrewsbury, the rebels versus the king's army, in this version with stuffed animals. Shakespeare in Görlitzer Park runs each weekend until the 11th of September. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.